John 12. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where was the dead man Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from among the dead. There, therefore, they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary, therefore, having taken a pound of ointment of pure nard, of great price, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. One of his disciples, therefore, Judas, son of Simon, Iscariot, who was about to deliver him up, says, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" But he said this, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and carried what was put into it. Jesus, therefore, said, "Suffer her to have kept this for the day of my preparation for burial, for ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always." A great crowd, therefore, of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not because of Jesus only, but also that they might see Lazarus, whom he raised from among the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might kill Lazarus also, because many of the Jews went away on his account and believed on Jesus. On the morrow, a great crowd who came to the feast, having heard that Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, took branches of palms and went out to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel!" And Jesus, having found a young ass, sat upon it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." Now his disciples knew not these things at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The crowd therefore that was with him bore witness because he had called Lazarus out of the tomb, and raised him from among the dead. Therefore also the crowd met him because they had heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said to one another, "Ye see that ye profit nothing. Behold, the whole world has gone after him." And there were certain Greeks among those who came up that they might worship in the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and they asked him, saying, "Sir, we desire to see Jesus." Philip comes and tells Andrew, and again Andrew comes, and Philip, and they tell Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall be my servant. And if anyone serve me, him shall the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But on account of this have I come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name." There came therefore a voice out of heaven, "I both have glorified and will glorify it again." The crowd therefore which stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "Not on my account has this voice come, but on yours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up out of the earth, will draw all to me." But this he said, signifying by what death he was about to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard out of the law that the Christ abides forever. And how sayest thou that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this the Son of Man?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while is the light amongst you. Walk while ye have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. And he who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may become sons of light." Jesus said these things, and going away, hid himself from them. But though he had done so many signs before them, they believed not on him, that the word of the prophet Isaiah, which he said, might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" On this account they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they may not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Although indeed from among the rulers also many believed on him, but on account of the Pharisees did not confess him, that they might not be put out of the synagogue, for they loved glory from men rather than glory from God. But Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that beholds me beholds him that sent me. I am come into the world as light, that everyone that believes on me may not abide in darkness. And if anyone hear my words and do not keep them, I judge him not, for I am not come that I might judge the world, but that I might save the world. He that rejects me and does not receive my words has him who judges him. The word which I have spoken, that shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who has sent me has himself given me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. What therefore I speak, as the Father has said to me, so I speak.